dinagdagan ng pinuno ng partidong Greens, Richard De Natale, ang kanyang kampanya laban sa asukal sa pagmumungkahi ng 20%ng buwis o sugar tax sa mga soft drinks at fruit juice. Sinabi niya na ito ay makakatipid sa ekonomiya ng 2 bilyong dolyar sa susunod na 4 na taon.
That's $2 billion that we can spend on our health system, that we can invest in prevention, that we can invest in our dental system. But there's no question that when it comes to sugary drinks, that is a major contributor to the obesity crisis that we have here in Australia.
Ginawa ni Richard De Natale ang ganitong mungkahi sa kahabaan ng panglimang Obesity Australia Summit sa University of Sydney. Sinuportahan ang panukala ng Partidong Greens ng mga dumadalong grupo sa kalusugan kasama si Jane Martin mula sa Obesity Policy Coalition.
This would be a really important lever and nudge to encourage people to drink less of these sugary drinks, which are so harmful to health and really a huge contributor to overweight and obesity.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Professor Bruce Neal ng George Institute for Global Health na ang buwis sa soft drinks ang una sa maraming hakbang na kailangang ipatupad.
It's not a silver bullet. It's part of the solution. We also need to be talking about advertising controls, particularly protecting our children from really predatory advertising by some of the big companies. And this is just a first step.
Naniniwala naman si Jeff Parker, punong ehekutibo ng Australian Beverages Council, na ang buwis ay hindi magkakaroon ng bisa.
Less than 2% of the average Australian's dietary kilojoules actually come from soft drinks. So try to put a tax on 2% whilst ignoring the other 98%, ignoring issues like physical activity, sedentary behaviour, really lacks common sense, and it's just too much of a simplistic solution to what is a far more complex problem.
Ilang bansa sa Europa ang nagpanukala na ng buwis sa soft drinks kasama ang France, United Kingdom, Finland at Hungary. Ang pangmundong kampanya ay pinamumunuan ng British celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. Malugod namang tinanggap ng eksperto sa kalusugan ng bata, Professor Louis Bauer, ang panukala.
There's no nutritious value to having soft drink. Might taste nice, but it's not going to contribute to health in a child or young person. So if children and young people can consume less soft drink, then we know that dental caries rates are likely to decrease. We know it will be one of the strategies to help tackle obesity.
Kung mangyayari ang panukalang buwis sa asukal, ito ay magdadagdag na 40 cents sa presyo ng isang botelya ng soft drink. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Richard De Natale na ito ay maaaring mauwi sa pagbaba ng konsumo ng soft drinks ng 12% at makakatipid ng daan-daang buhay bawat taon.
We know that a small increase in the price of these drinks will decrease consumption and reduce the incidence of diabetes, heart disease, and strokes.
Sa kabila nito, sinabi na ng dalawang malaking partido na wala silang planong ipagpatuloy ang buwis sa asukal. Subalit sinabi ng partidong Greens na nagtitiwala silang isa sa mga partidong ito ang sasama sa kanilang panukala sa bandang huli.